Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, Jen, you want to take us from here?
So we were going to talk about the fact that I just got some random advice from sort of an unsuspecting person recently. It's a mutual friend of Bart and I. He is actually the general manager of a car dealership, and I was talking to him recently about my new engagement, and he threw out this little tidbit, and I thought, God, that's really something to think about. And wanted to get y'all's take on it. He said, because my engagement has come quickly. My fiance and I have been dating for 7 months. And so I was kind of talking to him about that or whatever. And he said, well, you know, you're older now. And it's different because you've improved your relationship IQ. And I kind of was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Moved along with the conversation. We went on to do work stuff that we were working on, whatever. And I just kind of kept coming back up in my mind, like, relationship IQ. That's kind of an interesting concept. So I just was wondering, you know, as you get older, do you improve your ability to navigate relationships, you know, specifically romantic relationships? Or is it different every single time? And, like, do you start over again with somebody new because each person is so unique and different? Or do you really learn how to be maybe more patient, you know, more honest, more, you know, a better communicator through the years or whatever it is, communicating your needs and understanding their needs better, whatever it is. Like, do you really improve your relationship IQ over time?
I think so. I think you do that with everything. Like with every past experience you have, you always if you know it or not, you're building off of that in dealing with the current situation, right? It doesn't even matter if it's relationship.
That's kind of my question.
So how could you? Because I don't think you can compartment. I don't think it's even healthy to compartmentalize everything that's happened to you in your past dating history, and just sort of sequester it and not use it for a current relationship.
Right.
So I think common sense is it always goes up.
Well, it depends on if you are aware of your involvement, because there's some people who get into relationships that aren't good for them that seem to continue to get into those same relationships, that same cycle. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody that is unaware that you're the common denominator in all of these situations, then I don't know if your IQ is going up or not. You know what I mean? Or if that's a factor at all.
Here is Colin. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
I definitely think that's the case. I mean, every relationship you have, you're going to add on to what you know about people in general. Like, you have a bad relationship, you're going to take from that, and you're not going to do certain things that you did in that. And, like, you definitely grow as a person as you get older. I mean, I'm only in high school, but I still understand that every relationship I have isn't going to last forever, but I am going to take things that I'm going to use whenever I get married with my wife and, you know,
apply that.
Probably already do. I mean, it can't really be dismissed, even though he's only in high school. Mm-hmm. You'll take experiences that you had in like the eighth grade or whatever with girls, and you will definitely apply them to girls you're hanging out with, you know, in high school for sure, right?
Yeah, because I mean that's how it is. Like I had a horrible relationship, and I learned that, you know, you don't really take things for what they aren't. You know, you grow from that, and I mean that's what we do as people. We all start at a base, and then we grow from there.
You're very wise. You're wise beyond your years, Colin. Thank you for calling. Here is Nicole. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning. I think that relationship IQ depends on each individual person, because some people will take things from relationships and learn from them and become a better person and know how to deal the next situation better. But not everybody does that. Some people get hurt and jaded, and their relationship IQ drops from that experience.
Serious. Mm-hmm. I know some that are in relationships like now with the exact same person they just broke up with like 6 months ago, and it seems to me like they've learned absolutely nothing.
Because they picked the same type of person.
Same mistakes over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting concept. I had never heard the term relationship IQ, and whether that could improve or stay the same, or if your IQ is your IQ and that's just who you are or what.
I think it also stays the same with the people that end up in the relationship, but they complain and break up and then go back to the same person and then complain and break up and go back to the same person. That's not like using what you just learned.
Yeah, they're not growing.
Relationship IQ.
Yeah. Oop.
Here, Bird Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.